Welcome to the Reimagine Your Family podcast, episode 4.
After 17 years of creating and leading businesses, teams, and projects worldwide, I discovered the formula for creating closeness, connection, and a feeling of belonging in my business, my team, and my family. Imagine a world where we all feel supported to live our best lives and to be the best that each one of us can be. Imagine having the kind of support system in place for you, your friends, your family, and the people that you work with where this is possible. Imagine being able to experience a sense of family, in the best sense of that word, everywhere that's important to us, so that our longing to be seen, supported, and encouraged is met no matter what. Just imagine feeling this way in our workplaces, in our businesses, and in our teams so that we're developing our best life. And while we're doing it, we've got people around us that are cheering for us and that have our backs. This is the first spiritual podcast that shows normal people like you and me how to apply the principles of family systems, spirituality, and working with energy to create a sense of closeness and family in your business, on your team, and at home, so that you finally have the support systems in place that creates true and lasting success for you, your family, and your work. This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 4. My name is Trace Hobson. I'm the host of the Reimagine Your Family podcast. And in each week's episode, we share our conversations about what it means to reimagine your family. In today's episode, we talk about the expectations and some of the pain that we cause for ourselves when we have very rigid ideas about the way that family should look. Now, a lot of the time, these aren't really spoken. They're just our inner perspectives that we're living from and creating relationship from in our family. And so as you go into those relationships with expectations that come from this construct of the way that things should be from your perspective, what often happens is that other people don't necessarily agree with that. Along with the reality that as you go through life and you meet more people and you learn, you discover very quickly that your version of family is only a very limited view. The word family, thankfully, has a much broader definition than we could have ever learned in one lifetime. And so as you learn and as you grow and as you meet people, you discover that the way that your family looks is probably much different than the way that other families look. So today we explore that and we look at some of the things that hold us back and the things that encourage us to move towards transformation and abundance in our family system. Enjoy the show.
We have reimagined our family. It's also about like being open to the idea that family doesn't always look the way you think it should. Has anybody else had that experience? For so many years, you know, like I think a big part of the pain and frustration I created in my life was because I had this idea of the way family should look. And I kept trying to fit my life into that, my experience into that. And I caused nothing but pain and heartache for myself and everybody around me. Hey, Sarah. Sarah knows. Sarah was there the whole time. So she understands. Yes, that's exactly what happened. So reimagining your family is being open to the way that family can look how it's wanting to look for you. And that can be your family of origin or your family of blood, but it can also be anybody. You know, anybody that you want to include in your family in any way. So something I've been thinking about this last couple of weeks that I thought we could do a bit of a meditation on is triggers and transformations. Because I notice some of you are triggered right now because So buckle up, everybody, because for the last couple of months, I've noticed myself triggered. And so what's a trigger? Anytime that I'm feeling anxious by, like I'm something outside of me has happened, a situation, or I'm around somebody, or somebody has said something, any situation where my body has a reaction that feels sort of like a big, like it's like I feel almost like I was startled, but that there's anxiety connected to it, there's nervousness connected to it, there's anger, there's stress. So there's some sort of an emotion that has been triggered inside of me. And the circumstance might be the cause of it, but also it feels sometimes like there's more that it sort of taps on that's been there inside of me for a while. Let's do a quick meditation with this. Nothing fancy. So just feel your body in your chair and find a comfortable position to let your body sit in. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and just allow your body to relax and be held by the chair. And as you breathe, just notice all of the things we've been talking about, the way that we felt coming together, the different thoughts that you've had. And just notice what's going on inside your body, and whatever is there is perfect. There's no right or wrong with this. Just take a deep breath. And as you breathe, notice the sounds in the space that you're in, the room that you're sitting in, any sounds that are there. And then take a breath and notice any of the sounds that are outside of the room. Now take a deep breath and just notice all of the different thoughts that are flowing through your mind. All of the different thoughts about what I'm saying right now or what's going on for you. Just notice all of them and take a deep breath and just allow your body to relax just a little more in the chair that it's sitting in. Now, as you take your next breath, bring to your awareness this idea of triggers that happen in your life. No need to judge those, no need to explain them or wish them away, or just notice this idea of being triggered and how that happens for you. And take a deep breath for just a moment to be with this idea. And then take your left hand and put it on your belly. And take a deep breath into your belly and tap into the intelligence of your body for a moment with your breath by breathing into that spot. And as you do, with one of the breaths, connect to your belly and ask your belly to share with you what it has to say about being triggered. So ask the question with your breath and then take a deep breath to listen to what your belly has to say about what's really going on when you get triggered. And just breathe to listen with your body rather than with the other parts that you might be used to listening with, like your intellect. What does your belly want you to know about being triggered that's important for you to be aware of? And once you've got some information, move your hand up to your heart. And take a deep breath into your heart. And as you breathe, just feel the breath fill your chest and fill your heart for a moment. When you're ready, take a deep breath and ask your heart to share with you what it wants you to know about the idea of being triggered and what's important for you to notice from your heart's perspective. And as you ask that question, remember to breathe, to listen to what your heart says. And all you have to do that is just breathe. As you breathe, what do you notice that your heart is saying is important for you to notice about being triggered? Once you've got some information, put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart. And just breathe with both of those spots for a moment to connect them, to just sort of open up the front of your body and just allow yourself to breathe with both your heart and your belly at the same time. Once you've taken a couple of breaths into both these spots, take a deep breath into both of them and ask your body's intelligence who it's developing you to be through this whole idea of being triggered. Who is this developing you to be? In other words, what are the characteristics that this is developing in you? And then rather than answering that with your intellect, take a deep breath into both your heart and your belly and let them answer you. And as you breathe with whatever information shows up for you, that's perfect. Even if that's nothing, that's totally fine too. Just take a deep breath to thank your body for whatever it shared with you. And just breathe and be with this. And when you're ready, you can come back into the space, put your hands down, and open your eyes. Come back. We'll start the sharing with Dad again. And Dad, if you could share, what is it that you learned about being triggered from your belly? What did you learn from your heart? And who is this developing you to be? And whatever is here for you is perfect. So just take a deep breath and answer the question from the energy of the exercise rather than from your intellect.
I was really grateful to hear you say that if it's nothing, that's okay.
Yeah, why were you grateful about that?
Because I'm not, my tummy and my heart aren't talking a whole lot right now. I focused in on the sounds within the room and with outside the house. And what that was silence. Mm-hmm. And I was profoundly appreciative of the sound of silence, how much that has become okay with me as time has gone on.
What does that silence have to say about the times when you have been or are getting triggered by something that's going on around you? What are you learning from the silence?
I'm finding I don't have to be triggered. I've always been a very reactive person, especially with anger, temper, when I don't get my way, when I can't get someone to understand what it is I'm trying to say, I can be pretty frustrated and I'm easily triggered with the thought that maybe I don't measure up with the intellect that's around me, with the people that are around me. And I've always found that disappointing. And now, not so much.
So who do you notice that's developing you to be? What's the characteristic that God is developing you in there?
Dad, grandpa, husband, brother, in a much more defined way, much more comfortable, helpful, all of those things. That is me. I can't say that it's somebody rather than nobody or something rather than nothing, because I've never felt like nobody. I've never felt like nothing. I don't think my capacity to learn has ever been quenched, but it certainly isn't so necessary anymore either. Like silence.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you for sharing. Is there anything else that you want to say before we're complete?
Well, I don't think so. Just that I love you guys so much.
I love you too, Dad. All right, before you answer, Mom, take a deep breath into your body, because you've had a chance to think a little bit now for your answer. So just breathe into your body and just let your body be in this too with you as you're sharing what you're learning from your belly and from your heart and what you're learning about this, and share whatever it is that your body wants to say, what wants to be said.
Well, as you know, I'm a very competitive person. I like to win, and circumstances trigger me. And it involves my fairness button. If I think something's not fair, which is most of the time, that's how princesses think. my perception, I get quite angry inside, or I am hurt. And who I'm being developed to be is a mountain that's not gonna be swayed by circumstances, and what I see, that a mountain of peace. And when you took me through that exercise, a smidgen of acceptance of the circumstances crept in, and I know it's going to grow. Instead of being competitive, trying to change the circumstances, which I can't, all I can do is accept what's going on at the moment and not feel responsible for it or try to fix it, just be. And that's always been hard for me, because I always thought if you pulled up your bootstraps, you tried a little harder, you can change it. The idea that I can't change it, I just have to accept it, is a novel one for me. There's a part of me that doesn't like it. And there's another part of me that feels a deep, deep peace that I'm no longer responsible for someone else. I'm no longer responsible for someone else's feelings. Like, there's times that the feelings just are, you know, you don't know where they came from or why you're feeling the way you are. It just is. So I'm learning to embrace that and accept it. And I won't be swayed by circumstances anymore.
So take a deep breath into that acceptance Where does it show up in your body? Where do you feel that smidgen of acceptance?
In my heart.
So breathe into your heart for a moment and actually feel what it is that you're talking about, because that's actually congruence, where you can actually feel it and say it at the same time. So breathe into that acceptance in your heart and just let it expand just a little bit more. And ask your heart to share with you which parts of the competitiveness that it actually is asking you to hang on to and keep. Because there's some good parts there too, right? And let your heart answer you.
I'm not getting much other than it's okay to win, but it'll just be different.
Okay, so breathe into that, that it's okay to win, Carol.
That's a tough one.
So just let yourself have this for a moment. Give yourself permission if you can. And if you can't right now, that's okay. But just if you can, just a little bit of permission. And all you got to do to accept that is to breathe. How does that feel to just accept it a little more?
Peaceful.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say before you complete?
No, I'm complete.
Sarah B., what are you noticing and feeling as you are with this whole thing? What's your gut saying and your heart saying? Or what's important for you to notice about triggering and being triggered?
Well, it's not enough time for me to like settle into that exercise.
Yeah.
The moment I'm starting, beginning to settle and like get into my body and out of my head and feel calm is when you start talking or like moving us on again. So the cool thing was I wasn't triggered during it this time. I was
So what have you learned? Because that was a trigger for you in a big way, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think for some people it is enough time, right? Like,
sure.
Just for me, it's not. And so, well, that was cool. That was okay. I was just okay with it. Like, maybe because I know that too. I know it's going to happen. And I just do my best, and I'm not, maybe because I'm not chalking it up to like me being wrong or defective in some way.
Right. I so love that, because I'm seeing you in this moment giving to yourself what I see you so freely give to other people all the time, which is inclusiveness and compassion and acceptance. Anything else that you feel is important to say or do before we're complete? Thanks, Sarah. All right, Kimberly, what are you learning from all of this as you breathe into your body and let your body say what wants to be said?
My belly spoke about safety and feeling the need to be safe, particularly with other people. My heart spoke about, in fact, needing people. So there's this like bit of a juxtaposition of like a pull away from my body, but a push forward from my heart. And it was interesting, just this understanding of, although it wasn't always safe, it can be. And what it was asking me to be is confident. But I also recognize, like, as I'm listening to everybody, I feel like the theme that seems to have emerged through all of our experience is this idea of self-acceptance. And I guess more room for ourselves, more space for a little bit deeper self-acceptance.
Are you able to take a deep breath of a self-acceptance right now into your body? And as you do, tap into your heart and your belly with your breath and just ask them to share with you what is important for you to know about self-acceptance.
That it's okay if I struggle with it. And that although it seems obvious, like as I think about it, I feel like the only way that I'm going to be able to truly accept myself is if I'm able to see it modeled by others first, in terms of reassurance and acceptance from people around me.
What becomes possible for you as you see that modeled and as you are accepting of the struggle you feel inside?
I guess for me, that like deeper part of feeling like I have to do it by myself and feeling like I can't trust other people to do it for me gets healed, right?
And what are you discovering about that relating to this overall exercise?
That this is the place where that can happen for me, in the more profound way, because it was also the place that maybe originally was kind of its wounding.
So everybody take a deep breath with what Kimberly just shared and just notice what's happening inside of you and whether or not your body is asking you to say something in response or that you'd like to add to what Kim just shared.
I am amazed, Kimberly, by your clarity, how you took the theme from each of us, self-acceptance. You bring clarity to things. Constantly amazed by you.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, it's kind of a two-part thing. One thing Sarah said to me that was a drop the mic moment because it's so powerful. Then right behind her, Kim comes in and actually embodies that very thing. Three little words. I'm going to do my best. When Sarah said that, it just made me very proud of her and of the people in this family. The trick there is to understand that whatever you do often is your best, and it's good enough that you're making the effort and not passing it off and letting it go.
Just take a deep breath and just be with everything you just said, because it's really, I can feel it resonating from you when you talk about what you're talking about, that when you witness people you love doing their best, that actually for you makes you feel really proud inside. So just breathe with that for a moment and just notice the way that it makes you feel inside to witness that in your daughter and in your granddaughter. And as you notice that, what do you notice that emotion is giving you access to? And take a deep breath to just be with what's there. That's just for you.
I rejoice in every victory of every member of this family. How big it is doesn't matter, because you do your best.
What are the ways that doing your best has allowed what's happening now in them?
I hope so.
Well, did you or didn't you model doing your best?
Oh, I'm sure there was flashes. There's been a lot of mistakes along the way, but
modeling doing your best means being able to carry that through your mistakes too. And you did that really well.
Does your best mean you're not going to make mistakes?
Hell no.
Right. So what's the important part?
Just like Sarah said, I'm going to do my best. I heard something on TV, I think it was just this morning. If you don't try, you'll never know. That's right where you're at. Big time. And I think all three of you guys, in your own way, in your own life, and your own endeavors, what makes me proud of you, what makes me rejoice, is certainly not in the failing or not failing or whatever. It's because you do your best. I heard a story one time about Don Cherry, who got into a lot of fights when he was playing hockey, and he never won many fights. And he was asked, why do you do that? And he said, it's not how many fights you win, it's how many you show up for. That's what this family's all about. We can be proud of ourselves. I'm pretty sure God is.
You just take a deep breath and just take a moment and say that again, but say it from the perspective of Joe Hobson.
That I'm proud of myself?
Now say it like it's not a question.
I am proud of myself.
Can you share why? Share why specifically, especially as it relates to doing your best.
I've chased away quite a few demons in my time. I've been successful in the things of the heart and the things that count. I am proud of myself. Thank you, Sarah. Well, your fault.
He deflects a lot, doesn't he?
No. Can I reframe that? Would it be okay if I reframe that?
Please.
So not deflect.
Yeah.
He talks about everybody else because it's kind of uncomfortable for him to talk about himself. And that's a coping mechanism to protect himself that he's developed over many years of needing to. So it's a survival stance. So it's not a purposeful, I'm deflecting. It's funny because I've noticed for myself, I experienced dad as somebody who likes to talk about everybody else, but really, you know, when it comes to like sharing the deeper parts of yourself, sometimes I feel like I miss you. You're like kind of saying things in a roundabout way. So it was really meaningful for me to hear how you are like able to give yourself a little self-acceptance today. I feel like I connect with him as a human being, and it's not about the roles. It's not about the dad or the son or the father role anymore. It's about a heart-to-heart connection with a human being and his own experience.
And why is that important to you?
Yeah, I feel like I need that. I need to know him. I need to feel like he's willing to share his heart with me in that way.
Can you identify why you need it?
Because it makes me feel like I can.
Right. So take a deep breath into that energy for a moment. Everybody take a deep breath. It actually creates a safe space, right? So the connection here to really pay attention to is to notice the way that when you show up and share openly and vulnerably and show up and say what it is that's wanting to be said through you, about you, it gives other people the safety to do that as well. And it's not that not doing that is wrong or anything. It's just to actually take it a bit deeper. The safety becomes a bit deeper. It's a bit more supportive so that we can take more risks. And Kimberly earlier in what she shared, it was kind of interesting. She actually talked about safety and that she's noticing that what is developing for her is this need for a safe space and a self-acceptance and all that's there. And then there's a natural connecting point to the rest of the members of this group that can provide that space for her to actually have her needs met. So that's an example of what happens for all of us here. So just take a moment and breathe into that and acknowledge that and appreciate it, that this is here for you too.
So I feel a little bit insecure and I feel a little nervous because I feel like I kind of called dad out in a way that, you know, and like highlighted him. And I guess I'm curious to know what his heart and thoughts are about what just happened, because I feel like I need reassurance.
Thank you for taking that on and actually sharing what you need at the end of that, Kimberly. Thank you for that. So everybody take a deep breath with what's going on and what Kimberly's asking for in reassurance. And as you breathe, Dad, the question's to you, you know, what really went on for you there? And can you say anything that might be reassuring at this time? And if you can't, it's okay. Like you have freedom here.
I can't wait to sit down across the table or on a walk or something like that with you, Kimberly, just to talk. We used to talk a little. There's been a lot of water going to the ridge since then. So probably about the end of this year, the end of the summer, if all goes well, we'll all have our vaccines and maybe I can do that. But most of all, I just want a hug from my family.
Kim, are you complete with what Dad said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question and everybody just, when you hear it, be with it and breathe with it for a moment before you respond, okay? I think we're all waiting for COVID to be over and for us to be able to see each other in person. But nobody really knows how much time they have left. And part of the reason we do this call is because we realize that. So if this is the last time we were to see each other, what would you say? We're going to see each other again. We know that. But what if, right? We don't know. Nobody knows. And we're definitely going to see each other in the next life, whatever that looks like. But right now, we have each other here in this call right now, in this now moment, which is the only real moment we have. So what would you like to say before you go today?
Two things kind of immediately struck me. One is that I feel really proud of the fact that this family doesn't leave things unsaid, and that this has been an ongoing expression of love that continually happens between us and this like ongoing dialogue and expression, which makes me really proud, because I just know that you all know how I feel, and it's always been spoken out loud through action. And yeah, I feel proud of that. The second thing is I feel very incredibly blessed and grateful that I have each and every one of you in my life, and it would not be the same without you.
The one thing which is kind of a repeating occurrence with me is to tell you how proud I am of you all, who you are and who you've become. Kimberly, Sarah, and Trace, and Joe. I've gotten to know you better, and all that does is deepen my incredibly proud feeling. I know you're going to be okay when I'm gone. Hopefully I'll live here for a long time. How deeply I love each one of you, and the joy that you give me by sharing yourself just makes me prouder. It's not what you do, it's who you are. So thank you.
You waiting for me, Grandpa?
I think Grandma said it all. I know you're going to be okay. It hasn't always been that way. But even in the hard times and the tough slugging that might be ahead of you, look to your hearts, not to what you've been taught, but to what you have learned. Most of all, I want to thank you. You haven't just made my life worth living. It's been exceptional. I speak to every one of you. I have been very blessed. And I thank you all from the bottom of my heart.
Be happy.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I would just want you all to know, like, how much I love you. You know, at one time I would think that I wouldn't be okay without you guys here, but you know, now I feel I would, and I hear you guys in my head all the time. Each of you, your voice, what you would say to me. So yeah, I love you all so much. I don't want to even think about it. I'd be okay, but I'd be fucking a mess. Like, eventually I'd be okay, but oh my god.
So the first thing I want you to know is you ain't seen nothing yet. This is just a dress rehearsal. This whole thing is just a dress rehearsal. We have got so much more to experience than this in this life. And everything that we do here is just preparing us for where we're going next. So I feel really grateful for that, and to really understand and know that. And everything that I've needed for my life, I learned from you guys, Mom and Dad. There's nothing that you have not given me. I've got everything that I need. I'm equipped because of you two. I'm so grateful for that. And I get to pass that on to the people that I have to parent and to grandparent and to great-great-grandparent and to great-great-great-grandparent. I have that legacy of love to share because of you two. So take a deep breath. And know that you are complete. You did it. I love you guys so much. Learning how to do this in this world with you has been the highlight of my life. Nothing's more important to me. And for the first time in my life, I think that my life is starting to actually reflect that in the practical areas. And so I feel really happy and blessed about that. And also that, you know, the people that are here and the people that we represent that aren't here, that are here in our hearts. And that I think the exercise is not so much to look at, oh my God, you know, like to go through the grief of losing one of you would be just incredibly hard, but it's to cherish and really pay attention to what we have to be grateful for and cherish while we have it in this world right now, so that we can actually live our best life, and so that our lives reflect and create a legacy of love, because we're making choices in the small places on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock to get together and talk. You know, I know that when I get to my deathbed in the last few moments, as I do these types of things, everything else is going to be just fine. And you guys taught me that. So thank you.
Hey everybody, Trace Hobson here, and if you are new to our podcast, then you might have missed the opportunity to join our private podcast Facebook group. This is a group that so many of our members are loving. This private community is where you can go to ask deeper questions about the episodes and also receive additional bonus materials for you and your whole family system. This is where we pull back the curtain and show you what we do as a family to create conscious conversations and meaningful meetings so that you can do the exact same thing in your family as well. and we show you how to do it all in the context of working from the inside out of your family system. Now, to help you get started with this, we've created a free gift that celebrates the launch of our new podcast and the Facebook group, and that also helps you to begin a transformation in your life and the relationships in your family all at the same time. And when you join the private Facebook community, you're going to receive the release of this resource right after the launch of our new podcast series on May the 15th. So click on the Facebook link in the show notes of this episode, and then you'll be able to join the group and receive this incredible resource so that we can get started today.